This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Talking about the Phillies' decision to go with 2 starting lineups so they can eventually take you down to 1 starting lineup, the same starting lineup that went down in 4 games to the Mets last year. So it's good stuff. So Ike was on the phone with Jack, and Jack was talking about the Eagles, as he always is. I can never stop him from talking about the Eagles. You know? And he said, he asked me this question that I will pose to you. The era of the Eagles post, for lack of a better word, post-Donovan era Eagles. The ones that won, the team that, the era that won the Super Bowl in 2017, but we sort of acknowledge that is a different era, of course, than the Eagles that won this Super Bowl. Who would you say was the face of the 2010s of the Eagles, that era of Eagles football? Who would you say, when we look back on it in 25 years, telling our grandkids about it, who was the face of that era?
It's not an easy question to answer. You guys aren't going to let me do my typical thing where I name 3 or 4 guys.
You're going to have to pick one. You can name 3 or 4, but you're going to have to pick one.
Well, I would go with the core 4.
Wow.
Well, yeah, the core 4 is Lane, Jason, BG, and Fletch.
Who is the face
of those 4? So I got to pick one of those 4 for me.
Yes.
For me, it would be one of those 4.
Okay.
Who would I pick out of that 4? Oh, man, as the face of this era.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
They're making him pick.
Yeah, like you can keep repeating it.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to talk to myself here.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? I'm going to go with BG. And here's where I'm going to go with BG. BG played longer here. Now, all those guys played only for the Eagles of the core 4. And I'm assuming that's the only team Lane's going to play for, I'm assuming.
Unless he goes down the Jason Peters path.
Right, and never wants to retire.
Right.
But I'm going to go with BG. Because BG sort of represents, it's really him or Jason. Because they both have sort of this underdog, overcome adversity. They went through rough patches where both seemingly were going to be out of here at some point. Managed to change that around, win the first ever Super Bowl here, and BG even won a second one, and Kelce went to a second one. BG went to 3 Super Bowls. I'm going to go with BG because he was the last man standing of that group. Lane, while he's one of the core 4, he's probably had, you know what? No, Lane's had his stuff too, man. Lane's had his adversity too. He's had his stuff he had to overcome, personal-wise.
Most likely a Hall of Famer. At least he can push his way to Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's certainly going to be a Hall of Famer, I believe. So, 2 of those 4 are going to probably be Hall of Famers in Lane and Jason Kelce.
Yep.
Fletcher certainly deserves consideration. BG. Man, I'm going to go with BG. You make me choose. Well, I'm gonna go with BG.
BG. Yeah. Jack, your opinion? Who the face of era was?
And when I'm thinking about 25 years from now, right? Like obviously 55 years old, 56 years old, I'll still be running this place.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to teach these young kids about
these whippersnappers.
Yeah, like what the Eagles were actually like. And I just think that as time goes on, I know right now he's like in the crosshairs, it seems like, with Philadelphia for no reason, is Kelce. Like, I think Kelce's gonna age.
Yeah.
Like he's gonna be everyone's gonna talk about, oh man, Kelce. Like 10 years plus from now, everyone's gonna go right back to being all Kelce'd up.
Yeah.
So I think it's gonna be Jason.
215-592-9494. Who do you think?
You pick Jason. If I'd have picked Jason, you'd have picked Jason too.
Yeah.
It'd have been both of us picking Jason. Who are you going with?
So I truly believe that in 25 years, mm-hmm. when we are talking about this era, we will talk about the Super Bowl and we'll talk about Nick Foles. And I know he didn't play this whole time here. Mm-hmm. I know it wasn't like he was the franchise quarterback. Mm-hmm. But I do believe that when we are talking about them winning the Super Bowl, because that team didn't go to a bunch of Super Bowls, right?
Sure.
It really... A lot of that era is whittled down to that game and that run. And I do think when we were looking back on it, when
not
people...
Not for me.
What?
There's a lot to that era.
There is.
Not just that game.
There is, but as time goes on... So here's why it is mm-hmm. to me. So as time goes on, we just think about moments, really, when we're thinking
sure,
about
yeah.
these things.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we think about AI's career, it's really, we think about the vibe and all that thing, but it really gets whittled down to a couple of big moments that what we think of.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Foles is the moment. And it was a great, and by the way, he sort of has two of the moments. I guess I could argue the other big moment was that Chip Kelly run when he went 27-2, which is part of this era as well.
Which I think we kind of prop up because we want to give Foles more validity. In all honesty, that was a 10-16 that lost in the first round of the playoffs, and it was a magic trick of 27-2. He never came close to duplicating that again.
He didn't, but
it's not a significant season anybody is reminiscing about.
I know, but well, I mean, yeah, I know. I mean, but when we're looking at it, I mean, Nick made as many Pro Bowls as Brandon did.
Sure,
right? One, you
yeah.
know. So it, and obviously Brandon Graham had a better NFL career than Nick Foles did. But if we're going to talk about the face of this era, I really think when we look back on it, we will think of Nick Foles. We'll think of Nick Foles catching that touchdown pass. We'll think of him being the Super Bowl MVP.
Because you're thinking of that game.
Because I'm thinking about that game.
Yeah.
I think,
see, not even talking about 27-2.
Well, but it's part of it, too,
like Mike
right?
Vick's 2010 season, to me, was more memorable and more electrifying than Nick Foles' 27-2. And Nick's 27-2, the only real game that stands out is the 7-touchdown game.
Is the Raiders game? Is that
yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. That's the only game and that was a blowout.
Right, but I yes, I'm just talking about the Super Bowl, but I do think 27-2, the fact that he was drafted here, mm-hmm. that he had that added,
he's an Eagle. Yeah.
It added to the story.
Yeah.
And it, again, like I understand you, BG close to our hearts, Jason close to our hearts, Fletch and Lane
yes.
also. But I think when we think about the face,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to think about Foles. Like that is what I think.
I think you're in the minority.
Yeah.
I think this last Super Bowl pushed the Foles thing a
it
little
really
further
did.
Away.
But I don't
it's
think
good. It's good.
For now. For well, maybe for now it did, but I don't think in 20 years it will. I think in 20 years we will remember the Super Bowl and we'll remember Nick Foles.
Yeah.
And we'll remember with this. I'm not saying that we're not going to remember BG and
of
we're
course.
Not
yeah.
that
yeah.
to be clear.
They're all going to be remembered.
They're,
yeah,
they'll
like,
all
they're
be
all,
remembered.
They're all great Eagles, yeah.
But that era
but
to,
he can't be the face of that era
cannot.
Because he didn't play here enough. It wasn't consistent enough.
I'm talking to two the Wentz guys right now.
No,
now, instead
no,
of Eagles
listen,
fans,
no,
you're talking, but we're
I'm
also
a
listening
Foles
to
guy.
A full psycho.
Yeah,
I'm not a full psycho.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah,
I am not.
Yeah, you're an anti-Wentz guy. So
exactly.
Yeah, stop that.
Well,
yeah.
It might be true.
You, Giglio, and yeah. Seltzer was all thirsted up. Say so he's the best quarterback in franchise history. Yeah. Like, can we grow up?
I'm not an anti-Nick Foles guy. I never have been.
All right,
never have been. I will. Nobody can turn me into an anti-Nick Foles guy. I would rather give. The appreciation, like, it's not that I don't have appreciation for what Nick did in the Super Bowl, but you're talking about a decade and a half, almost two decades, and if it's not one of those core four, it's a disservice to those guys. Like, those guys were here through all of it.
I'm
and BG more than any of them.
I wish we could.
The good and the bad. Like, Nick left, came back. He jumped in, caught a great moment, left again. Like, he left again after he won the Super Bowl, he was gone.
But a great moment, but a moment that is maybe the best moment in the history of the franchise.
It was the best. It was.
It still is.
No, it's not.
Well, sure it is.
I don't know.
That Super Bowl is the best moment in the history of the franchise.
I don't. I guess maybe because of why? Because it was the first.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. You think the Patriots, after they won 6 Super Bowls, think that the one they won first was the best moment in franchise history?
Well,
so it's not like the first can't be surpassed. They've gone to 2 Super Bowls since then.
I know.
And they put together better teams with more memorable franchise players on those teams than was on that team.
But there's only one quarterback who can win the first Super Bowl. There's only one quarterback who could do it as a backup. There's only one quarterback who could have beat Tom Brady.
Here. Because Brad Johnson won a Super Bowl.
But he's not Nick Foles.
Yeah, but I know he's not Nick Foles. It might as well be Nick Foles. I mean, do you think Tampa Bay thinks about that Super Bowl more than they do the one Brady won?
No, they don't.
But, okay, then.
But I think we are different, and that situation is different. I wish I could fast forward. I'm telling you. When we look back, we're going to think about Nick. I think that's
I don't know.
It is. He's going to be the face of the era. He's
honestly,
drive it.
I think Kelce may be the one that's actually thought about.
Yeah, well, Kelce has a speech.
Yeah, yes. Well, that is the personality and everything else.
All right.
Like, I think Nick is maybe third at best.
Hmm.
I'd go Kelce and BG over Nick.
And
for that era.
Now, I know what you want to happen. Do you really believe that will happen in 20 years, that is what we'll remember? Like, that era was BG and Jason over Nick.
Yeah. Well, I think Jason will be the one.
Okay.
Jason will be the one. Like, when you think about an era of football, I don't know if you can. Nick Foles didn't play here long enough to be the face of an era of football. I can't even necessarily say he's the face of that 2017 team.
Oh, of course he is.
Face of that team?
Of course he is.
Maybe. It's for actually, some people.
It's actually disrespectful to do some all-time greats.
Yeah, like some people, I guess.
No, it is. He was great for 1 week?
He wasn't great for 1 week.
Well,
that's a
weeks.
Lie. Well, and then I know.
Well, no, it was 2 weeks.
Well, and I know the Wentz wagon over here is forgetting what happened the next season, too.
Because nobody cares about that except for people who hate Wentz.
It's not true.
Hold on. It's a team that barely got in. They needed help.
They barely got in because the first quarterback went 4-8.
I know, but forget about that. But that's not saying how great Nick was. Like, that was some great season. That's the point I'm making.
It's because he is bigger than what happened on the field. He is a moment. He is a...
Let's not talk about his...
Well, yes. Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Who is going
now
to be...
Now you made me pick... Now I'm definitely is not Nick.
Yeah, of course it's not Nick.
Well, then it's definitely Nick.
No, it's not. Only you full psychos.
Again, I'm not a full psycho.
Yes, you are. You think he's the face of... Those guys are all-time great Eagles.
The greatest quarterback in franchise history.
Sickening. Actually, yeah. I'm actually pro Jalen in this. At least Jalen's a real franchise
quarterback.
We're not
even talking about Jalen's not in this conversation.
We know, but we're just saying that at least Jalen is a franchise quarterback. Yeah. I love Nick. Nick was never the guy.
But he was.
No, he wasn't.
He was
ever.
The guy. He was a backup that came in.
And he was the,
Chip was right.
He was the most. He was for that. He was the most.
Don't ever
famous,
say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't ever say that.
Oh, but the guy who brought in Jeff Statlin didn't know he's talking about.
Well,
interesting.
That's one good thing.
Watch how you guys all change sides.
Yeah, all right. 215-592-9494. Who will be the face of that era of Eagles football? Dan in Albany. You're on WIP. What's up, Dan?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Dan?
I just think it's pretty obvious. It's BG. I mean, he's going to be around. He wasn't as good of a player as Kelce. I think everyone can agree on that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But he had a bigger, memorable moment in the Super Bowl. I mean, he practically won us that Super Bowl. And I think he's going to be around in the Philadelphia area for years to come. I don't think he's ever going to leave. So he's gonna be the constant when.
Yeah.
I'm at work right now. So
where's Nick at right now?
Well, he's not here.
Yeah, you haven't seen him since.
Yeah. Well, no, he comes back to sell his hats and stuff.
Yeah, sell merch, push merchandise on
well,
us.
Well, I think the other thing that you guys are forgetting is that, well, look, dad season. You
dad
know,
season,
you
yeah.
know. But the other thing is that he is a quarterback.
Sure.
And for all of the great moments that BG could give us as an edge, and mm-hmm. you know, Jason's biggest moment really was off the field. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Six-time All Pro.
No. But if we're remembering moments, it's not like Jason.
Sure.
Not Jason's
fault. He didn't catch a pass or anything of that nature.
He's a center, you know. So I just think we will think of beating the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Nick catching the pass. There's only a statue of one of them.
That's true.
There's only a statue.
That was paid for.
What's that?
Paid for. The Eagles didn't put it up.
Yeah, but it's still there, isn't it?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Only one of those guys has a statue. And only one of those guys is going to have a statue
okay,
in 20
well,
years.
Okay, well, Doug has a part of that statue, too.
Yes.
Yeah, is he the face of that era?
No, but he didn't throw the passes.
And if Bud Light wasn't so thirsty when they made that that statue, quite frankly, a better statue would have been BG sacking Tom Brady.
Oh, geez, now we're
way better.
Yeah, dude, that would have been a way better statue. That picture of BG sacking Tom Brady with the ball coming out versus Doug standing there with a clipboard and Nick standing there.
And Doug's thinking about a different play.
This is like Philly special erasure.
Dude, Philly
what are you talking about?
Because the Philly Nick special, Foles. I told you, no. The Carter Philly special's always been overrated.
In the Super
no,
Bowl.
You guys are crazy in the Philly special. I've been telling the truth about that play for six freaking years.
Yes.
It's not even a top five most important play of the game. Can we stop?
You're on drugs. It was the most famous play in the history of the franchise.
The BG play mattered more. Like, congratulations.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did. Dude, they were winning the game at halftime.
And BG, well, and what, you know, BG, I just want to, I love you. If BG had made more plays early in the game, maybe Nick wouldn't have had to throw for 400 yards and catch a touchdown pass if BG didn't wait until 2 minutes left in the game to hit the quarterback.
You sound like a
That's
lunatic.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
Lunatic.
Tom Brady was shredding us. Yes. Yeah, that's a fair
Remember
point.
When we play back that clip from Merrill, they say they finally got to Tom Brady. It took 46 minutes of gameplay. Dan, give us somebody who's good at two things.
Brandon Graham.
Oh, that's a good one.
Good radio guy, too.
Yes, yeah. Well, somebody already took you.
Yeah.
And we'll see how good you are now that Brandon.
Oh, man.
You know.
Oh, now I'm getting moved out.
Well, I'm just saying. No, I'm calling Brandon the carpet because now Brandon has to perform.
Yeah.
Brandon can't just say, I hit the quarterback yesterday. Here's my radio show. Not that that's what he did, but, you know, Brandon, I love you. I'm just, these guys are.
Yeah. Believe me, you made me shoot at Nick Foles, man. I didn't want to shoot at Foles.
Yeah, you did it deep down, you
no,
do.
No, I did not.
I know you Wentz lunatics. You hold it against them.
I don't.
Yeah. All right. Jake in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Jake?
Hey, guys. No, I want to be careful here, but yeah. I have to tell you, I'm a little shocked by what I'm hearing from Mike and Jack right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where you guys have like lived in the area since 2017 or so. I mean, I'm born and raised in Philadelphia. I know a bunch of you WIP dudes like to move to like Jersey or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. That's me.
Let me tell you this. Hold up.
Yes.
It's got to be Nick Foles. It's 100% Nick Foles.
Dude, 25 years from now, we're not going to be talking about Nick Foles. We're going to talk about Kelsey.
It's the only thing we'll be talking about.
No, it's not. No. If they keep winning Super Bowls, it's going to start getting forgotten about more than remembered.
I agree.
I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming you guys were at the parade, but look.
Assume we attended everything you have, Jake.
Yeah,
we've been there for everything.
Our number 55, you know, it's just that way. He won the Super Bowl MVP. This city obviously hadn't won a Super Bowl for a very long time by that point. I'm fairly confident we're going to remember Nick Foles.
Yeah, for the entire era, you think of that era as a Nick Foles era from 2010 to 2017.
That is ridiculous.
No, so let me first.
Yeah, exactly. That's the premise of what we're saying. We're not. Hold on. So people know, because now people who just tune in may be thinking we're just talking about the game itself.
We're not.
No, we're talking about an entire era of Eagles football that spans 10 to 18 years.
I think the face of the team doesn't have to be. I don't think it's necessarily an analytical title. I think it just comes It's the person that comes to your mind, right?
Right.
Surface level thinking.
Right.
And I think of Nick Foles. I mean, you know, he won a Super Bowl. He's the MVP. Like, and as of right now, I mean, that first Super Bowl, I think, I mean, it's the most important moment in this franchise history. And
okay.
He's the MVP, right? Like,
yeah.
I hear you.
He had a great game. He had a great game. He didn't have a great era of Eagles football, though.
No. I will give you that much. I just happen to think that I'm not necessarily looking for body of work with the face of the era.
Well, okay.
The most important player is a different conversation.
No, you're like Spike. You've narrowed the whole era down to one game.
Yes.
I hate to say it, but I'm with Spike here. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Jake. Well, because really, at the end of the day, that era is just that.
I mean, it's more than that for me. It's more than that for me.
I don't think that's how it'll get remembered. I think, honestly, we talk about Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
It's really two plays. It's Allen Iverson's a step over. It's crossing up Jordan.
Jordan, yeah.
And is that his whole career is whittled down to two plays.
Yeah.
Two plays.
No, I think as time goes on, it's going to be like, wow, that was crazy what Foles did.
Yes.
But I think that's discrediting those great players.
Yeah.
I'm not discrediting them.
No, it totally is.
I'm just talking about reality.
It totally is.
It's reality.
It's got to be one of the core four.
It doesn't.
And by the way, it could be Howie over Foles. I mean, if we're going to start.
It's not going to be Howie.
Should be.
Well, it could be.
I need his face on Mount Rushmore.
Just put a calculator on there.
Calculator's done pretty well.
Jeff Lurie's checkbook.
There you go, a check.
Yeah, or a picture. Put J-Jaw on there.
Rager.
The 215-592-9494. Get a little bit back in the Phillies.
Oh,
also,
man.
We will take your calls on this. Who is the face of that era?
Only Spike can make us attack Foles, man.
Well, you guys are just waiting in the weeds to attack Nicky.
Just when
Nicky
I was doing
six.
So well with Nick.
Yeah. The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tell me why.
I don't know how long it's going to take me to not think about Coach Sirianni when this song
forever.
Comes on.
You mean because there was one short moment? You mean, so wait a minute. Hold on, Ike. As we talk about who is the face of the 2010 Eagles, so what you're telling me is this song has been around for 35 years.
Yes, I'm a Bobby Brown fan.
Was a number one song.
Yep.
And all you're thinking about is a 15-second clip you saw on the internet. So
and Nick Sirianni talking and singing.
So do you think it's actually that crazy to think that 10 years of Eagles football will get whittled down to one player and one game? I don't think it's so crazy.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'll tell you this. It's a great discussion to have. And we're about to find out just how crazy maybe I am or maybe you are.
Right.
You know, Fritz, he is crazy.
What?
But he's on the right side of this argument, though.
Oh, wow.
It's false. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Who should bat leadoff for the Phillies, Turner, Schwarber, or Stott? 68.6% say Turner. 18.5% say Schwarber, 12.9% say Stott.
Seems like people are just annoyed by the Schwarber leadoff thing.
Yes.
It's like,
grow up.
I'm actually a little surprised because he is beloved.
Well, it's so weird.
Schwarber is, so I'm surprised most people aren't in favor of him being there.
Well, because people seem so out on Turner. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's why I find it's an odd thing where it's like people don't think Turner's that good, but they're like, put him at leadoff. You know?
This is like, so you think this is like sort of a last ditch hope or effort from a fan standpoint, like hopefully this gets him to being who we thought he was going to be.
Sure. I think that's more what it is. Because again, he had 295.
All he got to do is look at the first half of last season.
He was hitting 330 before the hamstring injury.
Yes.
They were banged up last year, Spike. I don't know if you heard the open on Friday.
Stop.
They were dealing with a lot of injuries. Boom. Harper. Trey.
Shut up. High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is coming up.
The truth.
We were talking about who will be, in 20 years, let's say, the face of the era of Eagles football post-Donovan up through, what, the 22 Super Bowl?
Well, yeah, because again, I think this core is building their own legacy.
Right.
You know, like Jalen, Saquon, AJ, like they're building their own kind of thing.
Right.
But now the BG thing ended it.
Right. So I say the face will be false. Jack says Kelce.
Obviously.
And then Ike says BG, even though he named four different people. But yeah. He chose BG. 215-592-9494.
Honestly, I believe it is the core four that will define the era.
Yeah, it'll be, or just Nick's face. Jake and Delco, you're on WIP.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Jake?
What's up, Jake?
I got a little scared because the first and maybe the only time I ever called your show, there were two Jakes in a row, just by chance. And we both kind of stuck. And you guys discussed possibly banning Jakes from the show.
Well, we haven't done it yet, but you have. Here's your chance to make up for it.
All right. Well, the way I look at it is it depends on, it's in the eye of the beholder, who's the face of that era. And also, it's divided along, I think on a national scale, it probably leans more towards Foles. But a local scale, and like the true Eagles, local guys, it's probably more Brandon and, you know, Foles was a flash in the pan. Brandon was more of like the portrait on the wall.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a great description right there.
It is. What we have here is the classic hedge. Jake, I'm asking you again. It is, what year is it? 2025, right? It's 2045.
Yeah.
And you think about this era of Eagles football. People think about this era of Eagles football. Who is the first player that you will think of?
Nick Foles.
Thank you. All right.
Nick had the Philly special. Nick had the statue outside. Nick earned a certain prestige amongst the ladies of the area.
Wow, that's not true. Yeah, it was really from the fellas, to be quite honest with you. It was really from his teammates. Yeah.
Ooh, that boy almost got a 10-incher.
Yeah.
That comedic timing is epic. And in 20 years, the face of WIP will be Jack Fritz. And that's why he's so good at drops. And speaking of drops, by the way, Joe DeCamera, he should be ceremoniously stripped of that drop board and do what they do in Sons of Anarchy when they would take the tattoo off the back. It's called when they disgrace themselves. Does anybody watch that
I've
show?
I've never what seen happened? That show.
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd they do?
Oh, I forget what it was called.
No, I mean, what did DeCamera do?
Oh, he's just bad on the drop board. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh,
he's a disgrace to the drop board.
Well, because he's always a second late. It's like when they go to you on a live shot on TV.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually don't know how a... If you're thinking about what you're talking about all the time, like you, Jack, you have the advantage of if we're going for 5 minutes, you're bringing, drop.
Right.
If you're just, there's no way Joe could be good at it. It's too hard to do both. You know, I can tell you.
When's he going
to
realize that?
I love Joe. He ain't smart enough for that. I don't think any of us are.
I was going to say, when is he going to realize
that? Yeah, we're a bunch of C-plus students in here. So, Jake, why don't you give it? Well, I can tell you who's not going to be great at two things, and that's DeCamera. For next question today, why don't you give us somebody who's great at two things?
I would say I don't have an answer. Sorry, I guess it's another terrible call.
No, Jake.
That's not your fault. That's Jack's fault.
Yeah. Well,
by the way,
Jack put the thing up that he had an answer.
No other host does drops.
No. That's not, you know.
That's normally the producer.
It's hard
thing.
For your brain to
yes,
fire off.
Because you're supposed to be thinking about, like, you're in thought.
Well, but he only has, like, one drop he keeps hitting. Now, he tries to work others in, but he likes setting up the, come on, you're talking to, and then it's the hammer, you know? That's all it is. But it's always delayed. Again, it's like when you do the live shot and they go to you and ESPN or whatever, and there's always an awkward, like, 3 seconds.
So I got the board in front of me.
Yeah.
Like, so I could see how he's, like, what he's pushing. Like, you got all the labels there and everything else.
You want control over a drop board?
No, you know, I want nothing to do with that because, my luck, I'll have us off the air.
No.
That's somehow,
Let me ask you. So Seltzer does it too, right?
Of course.
Okay, so.
Got both of them.
Yeah, how do they communicate who's going to do it?
Believe me, I've had this.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we had it with Marks.
Well, we would fire the same drops at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like, well, hold on. It sounds ridiculous.
Yeah. You just one person should be doing the drops, and it shouldn't be the lead host.
Yeah, I'll let you guys have the drop board.
Yeah. I got all the sponsorship stuff.
Yeah, I got other stuff to worry about. I got to do Tasty Cake reads.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Who will be
Glad
the face?
Reads.
Who will be the face of the 2010s Eagles?
Yeah.
Matt in Lansdale, you're on WIP.
Hey guys, what's going on?
What up, Matt?
Thanks for having me on. I just wanted to say I do agree with Spike, and I think it's Nick Foles for a few reasons. Ike, you know, I know that you were saying that, you know, Nick Foles, that 27-2 and him getting drafted doesn't really matter.
Not him getting drafted. It does matter. I'm talking about the 27-2. Gotcha. We prop up that 27-2 season like it was the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Right. No, I get that.
And it was really 29-2, too.
For me, though, what you know, not only him winning the Super Bowl, going on that run, which I think was a great run and a great season, the whole argument for Brandon Graham and Jason Kelce, which I think, you know, obviously Hall of Fame careers, and I think they did amazing. You know, up until that point, it's not like they were year in, year out, like all pros, having these amazing seasons, that kind of stuff. Like, I do really think that 2017 Super Bowl kind of defined and made a lot of their careers in some ways, which obviously influenced over the next few years. Does that make sense?
Yep. And I agree. I think probably with the exception of Fletcher, who was already having a sort of Pro Bowl caliber career on an annual, you're right. Jason Kelce, I'll never forget that after Doug's first year, I believe it was after Doug's first year, that 2016 season, he thought he was going to get traded that offseason.
The Saints.
Yeah. Yep. Jason didn't think he would be here. And Brandon, we know Brandon had his ups and downs early in his career. So, yeah, I agree with you that after that Super Bowl, it sort of took off for all those guys, and they became what we know them to be now. So, I mean, that's a fair argument. I got no problem with that.
I just think of them as the face, you know, as Nick Foles as the face. And, you know, and I think after 2017, I would say BG and Jason Kelce 100%.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Especially BG when it comes to he has two Super Bowls and you know, instead of one.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if we're going 2010 to 2017 and, like, cutting it off there, I would have to say Nick Foles.
There you go.
All right.
Matt, next question today, based on Peyton Manning's birthday. Why don't you give us somebody who's great at two things?
I'm going to say Deion Sanders.
Prime time.
Yeah, that's my answer, though.
Oh, did you already get that answer?
Yeah. It was just an hour ago.
Yeah. I thought we talked about that off the air.
No.
Yeah, you said it on the air.
Sure did.
Yeah. Listen.
Whatever.
A lot of stuff happens, man.
Yeah, it's big first segment. Big first segment.
215-592-9494. We're looking for who the face of the 2010s Eagles will be. I say it's obviously Foles.
Mm-hmm.
It will obviously be Foles. Jack says Kelce. Ike says
BG.
And we will get to the High Hopes Jaggy Baseball Report. Now, I'm stacking wins in this show. I'm right about everything over Jack specifically. You, when you go to Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown, you're going to stack savings. The grand reopening, their beautiful new dealership, and to celebrate this month, John Ashdale, the Car Czar, the team over at Colonial, stackable savings. First layer of the stack, invoice pricing, which is when you pay exactly what Colonial pays. Not a penny more, no markups. Then, on top of that, additional savings of up to $3,000 in Hyundai rebates. And to add the final stack on all of them with the savings, financing like 0% for up to 60 months. Stack the savings all month long at Colonial. Brand new dealership, as I mentioned, beautiful, going to make your entire experience faster, easier, better. That's what they're always trying to do. Over 300 brand new Hyundais in stock, so whatever you're looking for, they probably have it there. Invoice pricing. You're also going to get 3-year complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online, 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Fritzy, why don't you hit it?
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Listen, I promised I wouldn't do this because after Spike eviscerated this in the open, I need to bring it back up. So they scored the most runs in the Grapefruit League this year.
Right.
So
hang a banner.
And
yeah.
And they had the most walks.
Where's the banner going to go?
Yeah, well, listen, didn't they hang one for the Sixers Summer League title?
They
Oh God, please tell
I don't
me
think
they
did.
Okay.
Well, they certainly didn't in the World Cup.
Well, yeah, they may have hung it in the practice facility.
Maybe, yeah. But no.
Maybe they had an Iverson tiny statue made for it.
Yeah, well, look, don't come at me because your team needs to be held to a higher standard than scoring the most runs during the great.
Well, that's a good point. I'm just saying, you know, like it matters more if their approaches are changing rather than the silly little lineup. I just want that. I just want that pointed out.
Yeah, for sure.
Speaking of bad things, Taiwan Walker. So last two starts, 10 runs and 15 hits.
But I was told his velo was up.
They're proud of him.
They haven't seen him look this good since he got here.
Maybe ever.
And he's going to be the fifth starter for the foreseeable future, right? Because Ranger is starting the year on the injured list.
Yeah, so Dave Dombrowski said it's probably going to be about 3 weeks for Ranger Suarez. So three turns through the rotation for Taiwan. Get excited.
Don't
get excited.
Well, no, it's not 3 weeks for Ranger. It's just not. He had a back thing. He had a back thing 2 years ago. He had a back.
And last year.
And last year. His whole second half was his back. He has an entire offseason. And then he comes back and has not had one regular season start. And the back is there again. There are a few injuries that it's not a broken leg. You know, it's not even a Tommy John surgery where guys come back stronger than they were ever before. No one has back issues and comes back stronger than they were before. Right. And the fact that it's already an issue now, and they're already trying to downplay it by saying that, oh, he feels better already. It's already 3 weeks in addition to the 2 weeks he hasn't been pitching.
Right.
Just I would just caution everybody get ready for, we're not going to see, I don't believe that we will see a regular Ranger Suarez starting this year. I just think we have to write that off.
Well, again, he could, and then maybe they start transitioning him to more of a bullpen kind of role for when Painter eventually gets up here. Because again, listen, Taiwan is a temporary solution. The real thing is Painter. And do they have to start expediting Painter?
You know, well, Painter's going to have an innings limit this year anyway, his innings limit going to be? Do we know?
I would be surprised if he throws more than 100 innings. So probably like 80 innings.
Okay, so that's 12 starts?
Sure.
Okay.
July.
Yeah.
July. But again, if they need him, they need him. They could piggyback those two. So
and then in the playoffs? And then you probably have to shut him down before the playoffs, right?
Well, that's what they're trying to avoid.
Right.
But I don't know. Okay. I'm sure they got a plan. Sure they got a plan.
Yeah.
So file this one away for, I think, Ike hates baseball injuries, I think, more than anything. You know, last year he could not.
Not legit baseball injuries.
No, I know.
A blister.
When I try to tell Ike about Harper's back last year playing first base because he's a bend over more, he didn't seem to be a huge fan of that explanation.
Yeah.
So what about this one? So Matt Strom was supposed to pitch today, but he suffered a left middle finger injury.
Awesome.
Fingernail injury while packing this morning, so they shut it down.
Are you serious?
A left middle fingernail injury packing this morning, got stuck in the zipper. It's not
what?
Wouldn't be the first time it gets stuck in the zipper, but it's...
Yeah, it's usually when you're 5, 6, or 7 years old.
It's not believed to be serious, and he thinks he'll be ready for Thursday.
Well, good. Good news.
Or if you're... I forgot Ben Stiller's name and something about Mary.
Oh, yes. Well, that's another zipper issue.
That's a great scene.
It is
a great
scene.
By the way, that bathroom scene.
Painful scene.
Yeah, painful scene.
Yeah.
Franks and Beans! Seriously, how did, zipping stuff up... How do you injure yourself?
Got caught.
Packing clothes.
I did. I cut my finger pretty bad carrying a box last week, but that seems more...
You available for opening day?
I was going to say, are you okay?
Yes, but that seems more even physically demanding than packing clothes, actually, carrying boxes. That was actually a physical thing, right. So it's not even... Yeah.
That may be one injury they should have just kept.
Lie.
Yes.
Yeah, well, they also can't say that he's had a setback. You know, they can't say his shoulder's hurting. He didn't want to throw today.
Right.
So they went with the fingernail excuse.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a new one.
That is but baseball is famous for that. Blisters, fingernail.
Hashtag that's baseball.
That is baseball.
And I'm not letting the Bryce thing go because it was just standing over there at first base.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It's like Augusta's a hard walk, you know, for golf. And then final thing is that Cody Clemens made the roster. So,
Sorry, guy Cody.
Yeah.
There you go.
We'll see how long he stays because I think they want a righty bat. Weston Wilson's coming back. Well, from an injury, yes. And then that does mean that Buddy Kennedy, if they can't trade him, South Jersey's finest, the best player in baseball from Millville, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
He is either going to be DFA'd or traded in the next week.
I saw they sent down Cal Stevenson, too, right?
Ah, what an end of an era.
Yeah.
Rojas is going to be the fourth outfielder.
Oh, there you go.
As
it's
he actually, should be.
Fourth outfielder is fine.
Yeah. Well, he's actually had a good spring.
Oh, there you go.
Another hit and a double today with some RBIs.
Well, that'll show you what the Grapefruit League stats mean.
I'm trusting you because you've been watching these games every day.
Locked in. Although I'm over spring training. I'm finally, the last week's been a little brutal.
Okay.
I'm ready for the real season to start. I need to see if this Kepler thing's real because I'm pretty Keplered out and I don't want to get ahead of myself.
You're already ahead of yourself.
I'm always ahead of myself. Yeah. They're going to win the World Series.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Who will be the face of the 2010s Eagles? Ray in Delaware, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Thank you very much for allowing me to be a part of your afternoon. I appreciate it.
So, oh, thank you,
Ray. I don't think I'm going to tip the scales, but somebody mentioned looking back 40, 45 years ago, and I was thinking of the 1980 Phillies, and obviously I hope most people remember Michael Jack, Steve Carlton, Tug McGraw.
Sure.
The image of Pete Rose catching the ball popping out of Bob Boone's mitt is forever ingrained in my memory. And Pete Rose is only here 4 years, and I would not call him Mr. Philly. So that's just something to just chew on that one. So who do you think of with the 1980 Phillies? And that was our first World Series, just like that was our first Super Bowl in 2017.
Oh, that's a good question. Anyway. Yeah, who would you go? Yeah, who would you go with there?
Me, personally? I'm taking Steve Carlton. I mean, I'm taking lefty. Sorry, Mike. I mean, I love you, too. But, I mean, those two are both equal to me. But, man, Steve Carlton was possibly the best left-hander I'd ever thrown baseball, and he had a magical year. And, golly, for a decade, he was the man. So, that's who I'm taking, but...
Yeah, so
I would go Schmidt.
Well, it's a good test, right, Ray? Because mm-hmm. I was only four when they won that World Series, so I don't remember living through it. And a lot of this test is about people
looking back.
So either you didn't live through it, or you lived through it and you don't really remember it that much. I think the 80 Phillies. My gut would be that people would say Schmidt or Pete Rose.
Because Pete would be the equivalent of Nick, right?
Well, yeah, but he was here. But Pete was, I mean, Pete's still Pete. Pete's closer to Moses in
Yeah, for sure.
T.O. Moses, like the same kind of category.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
But T.O. put that team over the top.
Yes. I agree. Yep. Ray, what?
And just like Pete Rose put the team over the top, so did Moses Malone put the team over the top.
Yeah.
So, man, it's a great discussion, and I hate to pick sides because I love the 17 Eagles, the 80 Phillies, and the 82 Sixers. I love them all. So, but you're asking for one, and I don't know. Anyway.
But did you give us an answer?
No.
What's your answer?
Just talk your way through it, Ray.
My answer. Okay, I'm going to go with Foles. I'm going to go with Carlton, and I'm going to go with Dr. J on those three teams.
Okay, so you're
three wrong answers.
No, it's Foles. I'm sorry, guys. It's Foles. And, Ray, why don't you give us somebody who's great at two things?
Eddie Murphy.
Wow.
Comedy
it was
and acting.
Stand-up and acting. Yeah. I thought you were going to go singing. Thank you for the call, Ray. But I don't think party all the time.
Party all the time.
Yeah, I don't think that counts. Yeah,
he was I somehow can't get out of my head when I'm here.
You love that. It's always your singing. It's terrible, too. It's not
That song's a hit.
It's one of your 80s things you guys prop up in your brain.
No,
it's great.
It sounds a smash.
Well, of our childhood. Yes.
I know.
Eddie Murphy really was a really good actor, too, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't just that he was funny. Yeah. Eddie Murphy was a really good
Norbit,
actor.
Norbit, Dr. Doolittle, Shrek.
Stop.
With those nonsense. Movies before he started putting on the woman suit,
yes,
or the fat suit,
Trading Places,
yes.
48 Hours,
yeah,
The Golden Child.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Eddie Murphy role?
Oh man, well, Axel Foley is classic, but I hate it. I only like the first two Beverly Hills Cops, yeah,
right.
1 and 2. And I love both 48 Hours.
Okay.
So if I were going with one, hold on. What was his name in 48 Hours?
Oh, I don't remember. I just remember Axel Foley. I don't remember his name in 48 Hours.
Billy Ray was in Trading Places.
Yes.
Oh,
Reggie Hammond?
Reggie Hammond. That was his name. Damn, I couldn't think of his name. I wanted to get that. Yes. He's Reggie Hammond. No. 48 Hours.
Never
and another 48 Hours. Two good movies, too.
So what I always say, Sometimes I say Golden Child, but my favorite Eddie Murphy movie is Trading Places. I think that one,
classic,
is, when I go back and watch it, is still consistently awesome.
Holds
is
up.
That, is yeah. he better than that or Coming to America?
Oh,
ooh, that's another good one.
I like Trading Places better, but Coming to America is awesome. And by the way, multiple roles in that movie, too.
Yeah.
Hey, I think
that might be his top one right there.
Because he played... Did he play two of the barbershop guys or only one? Right.
Two of them,
and Arsenio was the other barber.
Yep.
Yeah. What a movie. What a movie.
We have an update on the Matt Strom packing situation.
Okay. And?
He said he's packing his daughter's toys in a box and jammed the cardboard between his nail and his finger.
Aha!
And it's his second
there
packing
it is,
injury.
The cardboard. That's how I cut my finger. It was terrible. I still have a scar.
Oh, you understand. You understand.
Well, Matt Strom is a pretty slight guy.
I'm thinking about Matt right now.
Yeah, he's a skinny little guy.
But I'm saying to myself, we got the season getting ready to start. Why are you packing toys?
Well, that's a good point.
And why are you jamming anything with your pitching hand?
Take your time. And he said to reporters, it's his second packing injury this year.
Yeah.
This guy's got a problem.
Well, you know, you're right. He shouldn't be doing that. Somebody should call Val. Why am I packing when I have to do this show every day?
Well, you don't have to. You're not a relief pitcher.
Well, I use my hands constantly. All right. 215-592-9494. There are still some free agents available. Mm-hmm. I know the Eagles, maybe if one of these guys only costs $1 million, but I want to run some of them by you, see if any of them you think would be a fit here. Also, we will continue to discuss who should be the face of the 2010s Eagles. It's clearly Nick Foles, or you can agree with Kelsey and Brandon Graham and lie to yourself with Jack and I here. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.